The $3.5 million from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be used to expand on the very limited space in the refuge's current center. Nisida Wildlife Refuge Manager Larry Wargowski says the new center will provide more space for learning and appreciating nature. He says the current center is basically a one-room reception area.
So we don't have facilities to accommodate school groups that can come here. We don't have enough to put interpretive displays and have anything for videos to orientate people to the refuge. So it's been a need for years. And with the Whooping Crane Project and the increase in visitation, and like I said, with the school groups that can come here in the new facility, it's going to be a great plus for the refuge.
Wargowski says the new visitor center will have an open amphitheater overlooking the marsh, a projection area where people can learn more about the refuge and the work that either has or is being done there, and another room where school groups can do projects at the refuge and wash up when they're done. Wargowski says the refuge sees around 160,000 visitors a year. He says ground could be broken for the new center as early as fall. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.